Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. It's a big week for our next guest. On Thursday, the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, AEM, brings its national bus tour to Waukesha to Husco. AEM represents more than 1,000 companies with more than 200 product lines in agriculture and construction-related industry sectors worldwide. The tour, as we've talked about a lot on this show, October is Manufacturing Month. We'll share the importance of manufacturing in the U.S. economy, highlighting not only the products Husco develops and delivers, but highlighting its community connections to recruitment, retention, the economy, education, and more. With more than $500 million in annual sales in manufacturing locations in three states and five countries, Husco makes hydraulic controls and other components that go into many of our vehicles. Not only gas vehicles, electric vehicles, all the above. And CEO Austin Ramirez joins us this morning. Austin, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it.
It's great to be here, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So just first up, I want to talk a little on electric vehicles. What don't people understand about electric vehicles and kind of the network that's being built across the country?
Yeah, you know, first of all, I drive an electric pickup truck, a Rivian pickup truck, and I think it's great. Yeah. But the problem is, you know, a couple days a month, I got to make a long trip, and electric vehicle is just not right for that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's the biggest issue with EVs today. And obviously, building out the charging infrastructure helps that. There's lots of technology going into, you know, batteries and battery packs to extend range. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we're participating in some components in the car that aren't related to the battery pack, but make the vehicle more efficient so it can go further on every charge.
Hmm. Yeah, good, good. And I've had electric vehicle for the last 6-8 years too, but mainly use it for shorter trips, Shorewood to downtown, and it's been incredibly efficient and wonderful for me. But it will be really interesting to see, you know, how the network continues to expand and the adoption comes. So electric or not, what do you see in terms of the driving experience and how it will change for all of us in the next 5 years?
Well, EVs are super fun to drive, so I think they've got a leg up there. You know, it's important to realize that electric vehicles are only about 77% of new car sales in the U.S. today. So internal combustion and hybrid vehicles are going to continue to be really important. And, you know, as we think about, you know, half our business is in the automotive sector, you know, almost all of it in passenger cars. Mm-hmm. And we want to really not have to guess about how fast EVs are going to grow, how fast internal combustion engines are going to go down. Yeah. We want to have products across the range so that we can grow and thrive regardless of what the new vehicle mix is.
Yeah. And obviously a lot of practical innovation coming to automobiles. Self-driving cars, Waymo and Tesla are showcasing in larger markets. What are your thoughts on self-driving?
Well, I've got a 12-year-old son, and I keep telling myself I hope they figure out this self-driving thing before he turns 16 because I remember what a knucklehead I was behind the wheel. But, you know, I think we're a ways out yet of having truly autonomous vehicles. You know, Elon Musk, who is arguably the best entrepreneur in history, has been saying for 10 years that that self-driving cars are 2 years away. He just said the same thing a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm not holding my breath. I do think in terms of practical innovation, we're seeing some great steps forward in advanced driver assistance, automated highway driving. Those sorts of features are going to make cars safer and you know, more valuable to users. And I think that's great. And I think we are making progress on those.
All right. What are you looking forward to at the Thursday event to showcase your company's growth?
Well, you know, I just think it's awesome that AEM is doing this event. You know, manufacturing is so cool. Yeah. And it's a big part of our economy here in Wisconsin. And, you know, I don't think people realize what modern manufacturing looks like. Mm-hmm. And if you like robotics, if you like artificial intelligence, if you like advanced data analytics and vision systems, I mean, that's all the stuff we're working on at Husco, and we're really excited to showcase it.
Very good. When we come back, I want to touch a little bit on your work at the Democracy Foundation, nonpartisan political reform organization, get your thoughts on Final Five voting and more. Austin Ramirez, CEO at Husco, joins us. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, Austin Ramirez. Appreciate you taking your time this morning to join us in studio. So as you look at your company's growth and more kind of on a bigger scale, the region as a whole, what strategies has kind of Metropolitan Milwaukee used to better recruit and retain not only skilled workers, but professionals of all types?
Yeah, you know, I think Milwaukee is the best place in the country to build a manufacturing and engineering company. And we do a lot of hiring at the professional level, meaning engineers from local schools, MSOE, UWM, Marquette, a little further abroad to Madison, Minnesota, mm-hmm. Purdue, Iowa. And we got great schools, and we got a lot of kids that grew up either working on a farm or turning wrenches. And that combination of academic smarts and kind of practical experience, yeah. we found to be a big part of our secret sauce to success. And then, you know, we got a lot of manufacturing history in the region too. So, mm-hmm. you know, today with all the technology, the shop floor jobs tend to be a little bit easier. They're a little simpler.
Hmm.
And we're doing a lot more incorporation of technology. And the hardest jobs to fill today are those folks with, you know, 2-year degrees who know how to program a robot and want to work with their hands. And those folks are in extremely high demand. And we have to get the most creative in terms of figuring out how to recruit and retain those people.
And it seems like, maybe compared to when I was in elementary school, the jobs of the future, if you will, being showcased earlier and earlier in the academic process, which is good for all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're now recruiting kids out of high school that we want to come and work for us and get some work experience, and we'll pay for them to go to school. And it's all about how do you get access to the talent earlier and how do you, you know, create an environment where they want to stay with you.
Yeah. All right. So you are co-chair of the Democracy Foundation, nonpartisan political reform organization that's committed to Final Five voting. What's your passion here? And then explain to us what Final Five voting is.
Yeah, sure. So I got the opportunity to take a sabbatical in 2016, and I worked in the White House for a year.
Okay.
Half of that time was with President Obama. Half of that time was with President Trump. And I walked away with a couple of big takeaways. One was that I never wanted to run for office. It's a terrible job. But two is that even between these two very different presidents, there was a lot of overlap in what they thought the right things to do for our country were.
Mm-hmm.
And as I studied the issue more, I found that we've got tremendous consensus in America on how we solve even really hard, contentious problems like abortion and immigration and guns and taxes. You know, the extremes are pretty far apart, but most Americans actually agree on the sort of things we can do to you know, make this country better.
Yeah.
And Democracy Found is an organization that advocates for Final Five voting. The biggest thing that Final Five voting does is that it removes the focus from the primary election, which is the election most politicians care most about. That's how they keep their job in the primary.
Right.
Only about 10% of voters vote in the primary. We want to make the most important election the general election, where everybody comes out to vote. And we want to, you know, Final Five lets people have a choice between not just two candidates, but five candidates, and they can either just vote for their favorite or they can, you know, rank them 1 through 5, and you wind up with a candidate that's got a broad consensus of voters. And more importantly, you wind up with an incentive scheme that rewards our politicians for doing things that make general election voters happy, and that's what we need to do, in my perspective, to move this country forward.
Yeah, and Democracy Found is looking to kind of get past, like you said, the partisan gridlock and the craziness of contempt. Are you hopeful that change can come?
Yeah, you know, status quo has got a lot of momentum.
Yeah.
So we're working hard at it. There's a number of states that this fall will have Final Five or Final Four voting on their ballot referendums. In Wisconsin, we don't have a popular referendum process to do something like this, but we're working with legislators. We've been very diligent from day one to make sure we've got folks on both sides of the aisle. And, you know, we're chipping away at it.
So as listeners, if you want to embrace the collaborator die mentality, which I think is incredibly important to do, how can people get involved in Democracy Found?
Yeah, you can go to democracyfound.com and, you know, join the movement.
All right. Very good. When we come back, you have a big groundbreaking this week. Austin Ramirez, CEO of Husco, joins us. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Manufacturing month is October. A lot of manufacturing goes into making our homes. If your shower and or tub space is looking like it could use an update, WTMJ and Sidex have paired together to give away a tub or shower conversion. This is your chance to get a full makeover valued up to $10,000. All you need to do, you take a picture of your shower, your tub space, and then you text it to Creepy to the WTMJ Talk and Text line. It's 855-616-1620. You submit your picture, and you could win a full conversion from our friends at Sidex. For contest rules, visit our website at WTMJ.com. All right. Education, manufacturing, moving the community forward. It's all about family. Austin Ramirez, your family has made a significant impact on education in greater Milwaukee. I want to ask how you scale what you've done at Aug Prep to the entire city and maybe the metropolitan area, and then specifically talk a little bit about what's happening on Wednesday.
Yeah, well, on Wednesday, we've got a groundbreaking for our second campus. Today, Aug Prep has a campus on the south side with about 2,200 kids.
Okay.
And we're opening our north side campus, or we're groundbreaking the north side campus this week, and we'll open in the fall of 26. And when both those schools are at capacity, we're going to have over 5,000 kids being served by Aug Prep, which is, you know, roughly 5% of the kids in Milwaukee.
And Aug Prep North is the former site of Cardinal Stritch University, where I got my MBA years ago. I served the community really well. So it's great to see it reimagined into kind of the next generation of learners.
Absolutely. We've got a lot of legacy to live into in that space.
So what will happen at that space in terms of what's being revitalized?
Yeah, so we're going to really create a mirror of what we've done on the south side. So it'll be a K-12 school. It's got tremendous athletic facilities, tremendous academic facilities. And, you know, we're a Christian school, so we're focused on serving the whole child, serving the family, and developing not only academic excellence, but character and integrity. And, you know, hopefully raising up future generations of our city's leaders.
Yeah. And as you look at education as a whole in the area, how do you scale and assist MPS, especially as your role at the MMAC?
You know, I think the secret to success at Aug Prep and at all the high-performing schools in Milwaukee is that they're laser-focused on the kids. And there's a lot of adult issues that come into the education debate. Mm-hmm. And those are important issues, and they need to be addressed. But if we want to succeed, the number one priority has got to be serving our kids, achieving academic excellence. And unfortunately, at too many schools, we're not doing that in Milwaukee today.
Yeah. And kind of going back to Husco a little bit, how are you adapting to some of the challenges like inflation and some of the global trade disruptions that are happening? How are you every day kind of looking at what's happening across the world?
Yeah, there's a lot of change. You know, I'd say the last 5 years have been probably the most disruptive from a global trade perspective that I've ever seen. We, as you mentioned in the intro, we do business all around the world. So we do about half our business here in the U.S., but half our business is overseas in India, in China, in Europe. And I'd say the combination of tariffs and COVID and, you know, shipping issues like not being able to get containers through the Straits of Hormuz today, these are big challenges. And we've had to really think hard about how do we maintain our competitive edge in terms of having a low-cost supply base, but also make sure we're resilient to any sort of supply shock that could come through.
Yeah.
You know, ultimately, our customers are counting on us to deliver perfect quality on time, every time, and that's our focus.
Yeah. As you look at your leadership style, not only working with students, but your team each and every day, give us an example of how empathy has influenced your leadership style.
Oh, that's a great question. I would say that empathy isn't my core competency. I find it really easy to be driven and determined and persevere. I have to work really hard on things like empathy and kindness, you know, generosity and gentleness. So I work at that. I'm trying to get a little bit better every day. I think it's super important, you know, in building a positive culture and trying to do my best.
That's great. And that's what we're all about at the Upswing. And it's about community. It's about commerce. And it's about moving the community forward. So we appreciate all you and your family do. Best of luck this week with the groundbreaking and the big event at Husco. Austin Ramirez joining us today.